CRI News, I'm Xiao Yi. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says China is ready to accelerate the process of building the East Asia Free Trade Area. Wen made the comments during a summit in Bali, Indonesia, that was also attended by the leaders of ASEAN countries, Japan and South Korea. Wen Jiabao has also lauded the important role the ASEAN Plus 3 mechanism played in maintaining the region's fast economic growth during the international financial crisis. Meanwhile, Premier Wen Jiabao and his Thai counterpart Ng Luk Chinua have agreed to deepen cooperation between the two countries in multiple areas. China cherishes the traditional friendship with Thailand and recognizes the country's important influence in the region, Wen said as he held talks with Ng Luk on the sidelines of the ongoing series of meetings for East Asian leaders. He said the Chinese side wishes to keep momentum in high-level exchanges with Thailand and enhance mutual political trust between the two countries. For her part, Ng Luk said Thailand welcomes Chinese enterprises to participate in post-disaster reconstruction. She said Thailand also wishes to join hands with China and other relevant countries to maintain safety on the Mekong River. Najib Razak, the Prime Minister of Malaysia, has published an article titled ASEAN and Global Power Shift in Jakarta Post, the largest English-language newspaper in Indonesia. In the article, Razak says, the best way for ASEAN members to tackle the current global financial crisis is not to pull apart, but to come closer together. He says a more consolidated ASEAN is a strong union based on three pillars: mutual security, an integrated economy, and socio-cultural ties. Razak also says he looks forward to working with Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono to ensure that the ASEAN summit is an effective forum at which leaders can forge a stronger future for all. China has called on countries concerned to appropriately address the issue of the alleged plot to kill Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States through dialogue and make joint efforts to maintain peace and stability in the Middle East and the Gulf region. China's UN ambassador Li Baodong addressed the UN General Assembly to explain the Chinese position on the issue after he abstained from voting on the draft resolution on the alleged Iranian involvement in the plot. The General Assembly has adopted a resolution which deplores the assassination attempt and calls on Iran to comply with all its obligations under international law. Meanwhile, Iran has started the initial stage of an aerial war game in the eastern part of the country. Local media reports say at the initial stage, Iran is focusing on offensive tactics. Domestically manufactured missile, radar and defense systems will be tested during the military maneuvers, the report said without further elaboration. In September, Iran staged a large-scale air drill in northwest of the country, which lasted for 10 days. Meanwhile, the board of the International Atomic Energy Agency adopted a resolution on Friday on Iran's disputed nuclear program, voicing deep and increasing concern over the country's nuclear issue. The UN atomic watchdog said it was essential for Iran and the IAEA to intensify their dialogue. Italy's newly appointed Prime Minister Mario Monti and his government have won a confidence vote in the House of Deputies, the lower house of parliament. In an address prior to the vote, the new premier focused on the importance and delicacy of his mission aimed at strengthening Italy's role and voice in the European Union. He stressed Italy will now have to walk on a road of austerity policies, thus paying a hard price for some wrong choices that have been made for decades in the country. Monti's government is expected to implement the austerity policies asked by the EU to cut Italy's massive debt, which is about 1.89 trillion euros, and regain markets' confidence amid international fears that the country may become the fourth victim of the eurozone debt crisis and seek a bailout. The US economy is expected to continue modest growth in near future, suggesting improvement of market sentiments, according to an influential industry survey released on Friday. The Conference Board, an independent business membership and research association, says the index of leading economic indicators increased 0.9% in October, the sixth straight monthly gain. It edged up 0.1% in September and 0.3% in August. U.S. economy grew 2.5% in the third quarter. It is expected to grow about the same pace in the fourth quarter of this year. And that's the news update.